Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Endurance Technologies Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishit Jalan from Axis Capital Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Q4 FY24 post-results conference call of Endurance. We are pleased to host the entire management team of Endurance. We have with us Mr. Anurang Jain, Managing Director, Mr. Ramesh Gihani, Director and COO, Mr. Massimo Venuti, Director and CEO, Endurance Overseas, Mr. Satyajit Ray, Director and Group CFO, Mr. Rajagopal Sastry, Group CFO Designate, Mr. Rajendra Abhange, COO Designate, and Mr. Raj Mundra, Treasurer and Head Investor Relations. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Jain for his opening remarks, post which we can have Q&A. Over to you, Mr. Jain.
Thanks a lot, and good morning to everybody. I would like to share details of how we have done in the fourth quarter of FY24 and in the financial year FY24. In India, in the fourth quarter of FY24, as per SIAM data, the two-wheeler industry sales grew by 25.87% compared to the previous financial year. Scooters grew by 21.82%, and motorcycles grew by 28.21%. The automotive industry in India had a growth of 20.5%. In Europe, in quarter four, there was an increase of 4.4% in the European Union automotive sales. On the financials, I will first brief you on the quarter four of FY24 and then the financial year FY24. In quarter four, our consolidated total net income grew by 20.2% and was rupees 27,113.14 million as compared to rupees 22,551.54 million in quarter four of the previous financial year. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 35.8% and was rupees 4,159.36 million as compared to 3,062.1 million in quarter four of FY23. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 15.3%. The net profit grew by 54% and was rupees 2,101.54 million at 7.8%. This includes the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive in quarter four of rupees 203.34 million. In quarter four, our standalone total income grew by 26.1% and was rupees 20,931.19 million as compared to rupees 16,595.76 million in quarter four of FY23. Standalone EBITDA grew by 51.5% and was rupees 3,118.02 million as compared to rupees 2,058.34 million in quarter four of FY23. The EBITDA margin was at 14.9%. Standalone net profit grew by 74.4% and was rupees 1,823.13 million at 8.7%. This includes the Maharashtra State Mega Project incentive in quarter four of rupees 203.34 million. For FY24, the full financial year FY24, our consolidated total net income grew by 16.7% and was rupees 103,264.86 million as compared to rupees 88,494.73 million in FY23. This was the first time that Endurance Technologies crossed the 100,000 million mark. Consolidated EBITDA grew by 30.7% and was rupees 14,135.99 million as compared to 10,816.93 million in FY23. Consolidated EBITDA margin was at 13.7%. The net profit grew by 41.9% and was rupees 6,804.83 4.88 million at 6.6%. This included the Maharashtra State Mecha Project incentive of Rs. 792.35 million. In FY24, our standalone total income grew by 16.6% and was Rs. 79,204.71 million as compared to Rs. 67,957.07 million in FY23. Standalone EBITDA grew by 30.8% and was Rs. 10,557.83 million as compared to Rs. 8,074.34 million in financial year 23, with an EBITDA margin at 13.3%. Standalone net profit grew by 43.7% and was Rs. 5,877.93 million at 7.4%. This includes the Maharashtra State mega project incentive of Rs. 792.35 million. There was no net debt and there was a consolidated positive cash available which has crossed the rupees 5 billion mark and it was at rupees 5.044 billion. The detailed financials are available with the stock exchanges and on the Endurance website. I would now like to share certain key points for the financial year FY24. 77% of our consolidated total income, including other income, came from Indian operations and 23% came from our European operations. In India, in FY24, Rs. 11,980 million of new business was won from OEMs other than Bajaj Auto, which included Royal Enfield, TVS, Hero MotoCorp, Tata Motors, HMSI, Jaguar Land Rover, Hyundai, Mahindra, Tata Punch Powertrain and Suzuki. This business win of Rs. 11,980 million constitutes 8,248 million of new business and Rs. 3,732 million of replacement business. This Rs. 11,980 million of business will reach peak sales in FY27. The total four-wheeler business win in FY24 is Rs. 2,810 million, which is 23% of our total auto wins in FY24. These orders are mainly from Tata Punch Powertrain, Tata Motors, Mahindra, Jaguar Land Rover and Hyundai. I would also like to mention that we are in discussion for Rs. 18,440 million worth of requests for quotes from OEMs. Since FY20 in India, Rs. 40,857 million of business has been won, out of which Rs. 29,306 million is new business and Rs. 11,551 million is replacement business. Out of Rs. 29,306 million new business, Rs. 26,900 million is expected to reach peak sales in FY27 and is mainly for suspension, castings and brakes. TVS business win has been Rs. 5,320 million till date and is growing. The business win is largely for brakes, aluminium alloy wheels and suspension. The Rs. 5,320 million sales will reach peak in FY26. The total business win for electric vehicles till date is Rs. 7,145 million. These orders are mainly from HMSI, which is Honda Scooters and Motorcycles, Ather Energy, Bajaj Auto, Hero Electric, Reeves Electric, which is Ampere, Tata Motors, Bounce and Aptiv. This is apart from the Rs. 3,785 million business win by a subsidiary company, Maxwell. The significant new business wins in this year are, the wins in FY24 are, we have won Rs. 719 million of new business from TVS in FY24, which included Rs. 309 million of inverted front forks and rear monoshocks suspension business, and also Rs. 404 million of the TVS Rider and HLX bikes front fork and rear shock absorber business, which SOP is planned in August 2024. We have also won Rs. 1,750 million of new business from Hero MotoCorp in FY24, which includes inverted front fork new business win of Rs. 240 million and SOP is planned in June 2024. The brake assembly new business of Rs. 263 million, and this SOP has already started in April of 2024, and the front and rear shock absorber business of rupees 1247 million, and this business has also started. We have won Suzuki's new scooter front fork business of rupees 253 million. This is in addition to the rupees 1400 million front fork business already won the previous year, and the SOP of both will be in quarter 3 of this financial year. We also won the Honda scooters and motorcycle brake assembly new business of rupees 294 million, and the SOP is planned in quarter 3 of FY25. We have won Royal Enfield's alloy wheel new business of rupees 961 million, and SOP has also started. We have won Tata Motors Punch Powertrain 4-wheeler aluminium casting new business of rupees 1026 million. Rupees 582 million SOP has already started for its first project, and rupees 444 million second proposed project SOP is expected in quarter 3 of this financial year. The new 35 dia air suspension inverted front forks for supply to KTM Austria will start by quarter 3 of this financial year with the help of KTM technology from our Waluj Aurangabad plant. The value of the business will be rupees 400 million per annum and will be exported to KTM Austria. We also won rupees 876 million per annum business from Hyundai for aluminium castings, which SOP is in quarter 3 of FY27. HMSR has awarded us two new businesses in quarter 4 of FY24, which are 100cc motorcycle front fork rear shock absorber business, or rupees 343 million per annum, which SOP is in February 2025. We've also won the first EV scooter front fork rear shock absorber business, which SOP is also in quarter 4 of this financial year. For EV scooters, we are ramping up our sales to 240,000 sets per annum of aluminium castings, which are required for electric vehicle battery packs and motor housings. The total value will be rupees 1,000 million per annum, which has already started and will reach peak sales value in this financial year. For EV three-wheelers, we have won new business for case transmission and battery housing castings of rupees 200 million per annum, which will peak in FY26. Our customers recognize us as a trusted and capable partner in the value chain in terms of both technical and financial strengths. The electronic vehicles market offers significant opportunity for growth in future to the auto component sector. As you know, Endurance has executed a share subscription and purchase agreement for acquiring 100% of equity share capital of Maxwell Energy in a phased manner. We have last year increased our equity stake to 56% in Maxwell, as per our agreement. Maxwell is in the business of advanced electronics, particularly in the battery management system for two-wheeler EVs and for automotive and two-wheeler battery packs. At Maxwell, we have won BMS business, battery management system business, of rupees 793 million in FY24, and have a pipeline of RFQs of more than rupees 1 billion. Till date, since FY22, rupees 3,785 million business has been won by Maxwell. Despite the latest trends in the EV market, we believe that these orders will help us achieve sales in excess of rupees 2,500 million in FY27. With the current order book, order pipeline and technical strengths of both Endurance and Maxwell, we are confident of achieving our goals in this advanced electronic space. As the disc brake assembly business is growing with addition of customers like Bajaj, TVS, Royal Enfield, Yamaha, Hero MotoCorp, Ather, as well as HMSI, our second plant at Waluj Aurangabad has been set up for this increase in volumes and has started SOP last year. We have already started the disc brake assembly supplies to Hero MotoCorp from April 2024, and the supplies to Honda scooters and motorcycles will start from quarter 3 of this financial year. With this new plant, we have already reached a run rate of disc brake assembly volumes, which have increased to now 6.2 million numbers per annum, and brake discs at 8.1 million numbers per annum. As you are aware, the supply of two-wheeler EVs assemblies to Bajaj Auto and Royal Enfield has started. We have reached a run rate of 400,000 ABS assemblies per annum. As you are aware, the competition is mainly from Bosch and Continental, which controls a major market share in the Indian ABS two-wheeler market of approximately 3.5 million number motorcycles which need it per annum. We are now in the process of supplying our dual-channel ABS from July 24, 2024. Today, we are doing only single-channel, and we have scaled up additional assembly lines by increasing the capacity by another 240,000 ABS assemblies per annum, which has taken now the total capacity to 640,000 ABS assemblies per annum. We are further planning to increase this capacity to 1.2 million single and dual-channel ABS assemblies per annum for the second half of FY26. We have also, as mentioned earlier, in March 23, started manufacturing the ABS valves, which is not only a technology component, but has helped us to substantially lower our costs. Due to increased orders in alloy wheels from Bajaj Auto, Yamaha India, TVS, and now Royal Enfield, we have added a new plant, as you know, in July 22 at Chakan to help increase our supplies to 4.5 million wheels per annum, which we've already reached. Now, with the new order wins from Royal Enfield and TVS, we are now expanding to supply and 5.5 million wheels per annum, and the SOP has already started for April 24 for Royal Enfield. And TVS will start from the end of this first quarter of FY25. As far as Europe is concerned, till date in FY24, we have won 30.8 million euro of business, mainly from the Volkswagen Group, including Porsche and Audi, and Mercedes-Benz. In the last 24 months, out of 115 million euro order, 61 million euro orders are for the growing battery EV business, and 35 million euro are for hybrids. In 2023, the battery EV penetration in Europe has been at 15% and hybrids at 33%. We are therefore well-placed in terms of securing orders for this growing segment. I would also like to point out that Endurance, both in India and Europe, is actively pursuing its focus on gaining access to new technologies and focusing on new products, organic and inorganic growth. At Endurance, our future focus will be on the following projects for a better product mix and better profit margins. Increase our four-wheeler share of consolidated business from 25% now to 45% by FY30. This increase is going to come from aluminium castings and aluminium forgings, as they are going to be increasingly used for lightweighting, as we can see now, and also from proprietary products through acquisitions, joint ventures, and technology agreements. We will be focusing on increasing our share of business for the premium bikes 150cc and above for our brake assemblies and ABS, suspension, as well as clutch assemblies with upgraded product technologies and process. We will focus on increasing our business for electric vehicles with existing and new products. We will also increase our embedded electronic business by becoming a significant player in the future for battery management systems and electronic products required for EVs and other applications. We will focus on non-automotive business, which has large opportunities, especially in aluminium castings. We are now in the process of setting up a new plant in the 11-acre land at Auric, Aurangabad, 17 kilometers from the Aurangabad airport, where the SOP will start in quarter one of FY26, which is the next financial year, where our focus will be on four-wheelers, including four-wheeler EV parts and non-automotive aluminium casting business. The total capex is expected to be rupees 4,009 million, which will be spent in stages from now to March 2028, with a sales expectation of rupees more than 5,000 million per annum. Our focus also is to reach 10% of India sales in our aftermarket business in India by FY28. In FY24, our aftermarket sales grew by 6.92% from rupees 4,310.9 million in the previous year to rupees 4,609.36 million in FY24. With three more countries added to our network, we are now exporting our aftermarket parts to 34 countries. Aftermarket sales growth is a large focus area for us, and we are targeting a good growth in this financial year. In FY24, the export sales for India's standalone business grew by 4.43% from rupees 2,116.23 million in the previous year to rupees 2,210.06 million in FY24. The sales growth came from two-wheeler suspension exports for KTM plants in Austria, China, and Southeast Asia, and from the aftermarket export sales. On the environment front, I would especially like to mention that Endurance is striving to be carbon neutral in its plants by effective use of solar power and wind power, creating carbon sinks by driving tree plantations and thereby creating dense forests, and driving use of natural gas and LPG in place of electric power and furnace oil. The use of furnace oil has been completely stopped now. We have achieved now a carbon neutral percentage of 35 in the financial year FY24, and the aspiration is to reach a carbon neutral percentage of more than 50 by FY30. This has increased from a carbon neutral percentage of 22.6 achieved in FY23. We are also focusing in lowering hazardous waste generation and to achieve zero waste to landfill. At Endurance, it will be a continuous endeavor to grow through organic and inorganic growth with a focus on technology upgradation, quality improvement, cost, as well as our focus on environmental health and safety. We will do our best to fulfill our stakeholder expectations by following our five values of customer centricity, integrity, transparency, teamwork, and innovation. We at Endurance have a very positive outlook based on our new large business wins in the last 4 years, including for electric vehicles, both in India and Europe. With these opening remarks, I would now like to invite questions from all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dinesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jain. Congratulations on excellent set of results. A couple of questions from my side. First is, if I look at the India business, margin has seen a very sharp improvement, even if we adjust for incentives. What are the drivers for the same, any one-off in the margins, and are these sustainable margins?
You are talking about India as...
India.
Okay, yeah. So India margins have been largely helped by the increase in our volumes and the improvement in the product mix. At the same time, there has been an approximate 200 million impact, a gain impact due to, both on the client as well as on the vendor side, because we have got a one-time gain of rupees 200 million. But largely it has been because of the good volumes we have seen and the product mix has been improving, you know, every quarter. So that's the reason for it.
Okay. So no one-offs there as such. I mean, if I just saw that this 200 million of incentives, 13.5% margins are still, driven operationally, and there are no one-offs there.
Well, I'll only tell you that we'll continue to do our best.
I understand that you don't guide for margins, but just that there was a sharp jump. So, and which is directionally, our mix is improving, and there is recovery in the particular rooms as well. So that should also aid margin recovery process. I understand that. Secondly, if I look at the European business, so there has been the new order win has slowed down considerably in last 9 months. Is this largely a reflection of slowing EV sales in EU, or is there something else which we are seeing there?
Jinesh, can you repeat your question, because the audio is somewhat unclear?
Yeah, it's very unclear from your side. I could understand it, but Massimo could not understand it.
Sorry, is it better now?
Is the question on Europe?
So question is on Europe, about the new order wins have slowed down considerably in last 9 months. So what are the reasons for that?
New order wins.
Wins have slowed down.
Slowed down.
Yeah, so in the previous financial year, I mean, we acquired only 31 million of euro business. I agree with you that this is less compared to the previous year, but considering the situation into the market, from my point of view, is a very important result, also because we acquired business for the strategic project of Mercedes and Volkswagen. So the total acquisition reached 250 million of euro in the last 5 years, and so more or less the total turnover of Endurance Overseas. And so I'm really optimistic for the future, and you will see an important increase of volume in the next financial year due to the business acquired in the previous 3, 4, 5 years.
Okay, okay. And Massimo, on the European business, margins are also flat on year-on-year basis, despite sharp decline in energy costs. So what led to offsetting of this benefit of lower energy costs on margin side?
Yes, so are not flat, and now I explain to you why. If you analyze the last quarter of the previous financial year, we closed with 17.8% of EBITDA. That is true, is the same of the previous financial year. But please consider that in the previous financial year, January-March 2023, we had from the government 45% of grant for the energy cost. And also in the previous financial year, we received money from the customer for the impact of energy cost of the total previous financial year. And so if you compare the profitability of the previous quarter compared to the previous financial year, from my point of view, we are growing more or less 2% of EBITDA compared to the previous year. From the industrial point of view, we are doing better compared to the previous year. In fact, if you analyze our profit and loss, you will see a reduction in the material cost of 12% compared to the previous year, more or less with the same turnover, and an increase of other expenses of 26%. The material cost is due to the fact that we are producing a lot of part only machining, and as you know, in this case, the profitability is higher compared to the raw part. Okay. And in the other expenses, the increase of the previous financial year is linked to the increase of energy cost due to the fact that in the previous financial year we had this grant from the government and the customer. And so the profitability in this quarter was very good compared to the previous financial year. Speaking about the total financial year, we closed with 16.1% of EBITDA compared to 14.5% of the previous financial year. And please consider that even if the energy go down in an important way, we are continuing to pay more or less the double, 3 times compared to the pre-COVID situation. And this affected our EBITDA on more or less 1.8%. And so if I do a restatement of the EBITDA in this moment in Europe, we have more or less 17.9%, 18% of EBITDA.
Got it. This is quite helpful. Thanks. I'll fall back in queue for more questions. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mumuksh Mandlesha from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on the strong results. Just on the incentive part, will there be any incentive for FY25, sir? Like last quarter we saw?
Can you repeat the question? The audio is not good.
No, he's saying will there incentive be also in FY25? The mega project is.
Yeah, this I'll explain. See, we are looking at the incentive scheme of FY13 to FY19. So in the last year, we have booked close to 79 crores as incentive. So in the current year, that means FY24-25, under a mega project incentive scheme of 2013 to 19, we expect to book something around 30 crores plus minus in that region. So I hope that answers your question.
Got it. And it would be like spread out equally, sir, across quarters?
No, normally the way we see, as you know, this incentive is paid by government based on our SGST paid sales in the state of Maharashtra. So therefore, this appetite is normally consumed over 1 or 2 quarters, so I don't expect it to go beyond second quarter. But also, there would be incentive for 2019 to 24 scheme as and when we apply, as and when we get approval, but that is not within the purview of this discussion right now.
Got it, sir. Just on the next question, just on the new capacity which announced for the four-wheeler and non-motor, where we talk about 2,000 million of per annum potential. Any orders, where, what kind of order wins we have already won for the plant, sir?
See, this is an activity we started actually at the beginning of this calendar year, in January 2024. I cannot disclose that much to you in order wins. It won't be correct at this stage. But let me just give you just a brief idea of what we are doing. These are basically for four-pillar parts with an EV focus and a technology focus. This also has non-auto parts, could be for segments of 5G, 6G, ATVs, UTVs, 5G telecom, like I said, and other industrial areas. These will have special, I would say, special processes. It'll have automation, very good surface treatments, and there will be self-sufficient cells with minimal handling, because largely this project will be for exports. So I'll just leave it at this, but definitely to answer your question, already we have order wins for this, and that's the reason we have committed to this project, which will start in quarter one of FY 2026. And already the building, the construction has started. So as you know, our strength is in aluminum die casting and machining, so we are very well equipped with our own engineering skills and tool room and over 35 years of experience in this line to explore these new opportunities. I've already told you about the four-wheeler focus and the non-automotive focus. So this is in line with that kind of focus and strategy which we have for the future.
Got it, sir. This is helpful, sir. So on the CapEx side, what kind of guidance is there for the FY 2025 and 2026, sir?
See, the CapEx will be... we have done a CapEx of about 3,833 million in FY 2024, which was 81% for growth, which included building, plant, machinery, and dies. Rest was, of course, in quality, process efficiencies. There was also routine CapEx, and then there was R&D. Next year, the figure should be similar to about, say, 4,000 million rupees. We don't, at this stage, unless there are new opportunities, this is a very dynamic situation. So practically, we say, we will say that we'll spend a similar kind of money, because we have this new plant also coming up at AURIC. Plus, we have very, very key investments in our growing business of brakes, alloy wheels, as well as suspension. So, so that's the kind of figure we are, I mean, talking about.
Got it, sir. And just lastly, sir, any growth outlook for the disc brake and alloy wheel for FY 2025, sir?
Any?
Growth outlook.
Revenue growth outlook, sir, for these two key segments.
Already the capacity in alloy wheels of 5.5 million, I have mentioned, and I can only leave it at this, that there are huge, huge, not only potential, but large requests for increasing the alloy wheels sales. So we are looking at it in a very serious manner as far as alloy wheels is concerned. And your second question was on brakes. Brakes is the fastest growing segment we have, you know, and the requirement is just, I mean, it, in fact, our head for brake was telling me, in April itself, we have crossed, I mean, the volumes based on our plan, which we had for our budget. So because we have a huge requirement to fulfill, we have taken large number of orders. So brakes is really growing, I would say, very, very well.
Got it, sir. Helpful, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Amthe from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So the first question is, if I look at your slide 8, where you talk about EV order wins for India, they seems to have slowed down drastically in FY 2024. I can understand it is a function of the industrial activity also. So what are your customers looking at, and how are you planning to address this if the for the medium term?
See, the way we look at is we follow our customers and their requirements. we ensure that we are connected with all the OEM, especially in the two and three wheeler space, and of course also in the four wheeler in terms of aluminum castings, and looking at their plan, whatever is their business plan, so we basically do our best to take orders based on that. Definitely the FAME II subsidy in India, where a large part of the subsidy went out, was taken away, I think, in July 2023, has definitely affected a lot of two-wheeler EV OEMs who were like in the top bracket in the end. Now, we'll see how it plays out in the future. I can only tell you that, say, if you talk about, say, you know, Honda, you know, say if you talk about any two-wheeler OEM which is going into, you know, its EV platforms, if we are not in the first, we are at least there in the future platform. And with some, we are right from the first platform, you know. So I would say that if you see that the orders have lowered, it's a function of how the industry is doing. But nowhere are we going to lose any opportunity on the EV front, because that's a very large growth area for us. And also our Maxwell business is a lot to do with EV.
Is there a question on India or Europe?
I had on India. I wanted to follow up on the Europe also. So
I can only tell you that we are highly focused. We are connected to all the OEMs. And we are really doing our best. We have taken a good amount of orders. And of course, sometimes the LOIs show lower volumes. If the volumes increase, the value will increase. So we'll see how it goes. But we are not leaving any stone unturned to take orders. So this is, to answer your question, this is a function of the industry and how it's functioning, you know.
Sure. And the second, related to India business or standalone, if I had to adjust for incentives, still the gross margin expansion is pretty comfortable, and seems to be the raw material has come down for the first time from that 66% to 63%. Do you feel structurally you are back in that zone, or it's a one-off and hence you still have to work on it to get the gross margins back to the olden days?
See the whole question which happens is that I don't like to talk about the percentage of gross margins or EBITDA margins, is because it all depends. Like I mentioned earlier, we are focusing on product technology and ensuring that the product mix is increasing in all the areas, and we are looking at new areas, which has helped a lot. What work we did year and a half ago has paid off in quarter four. At the same time, also, I mentioned about the volumes. You know, as you know, we are 80% in India with two-wheelers, which I would say in the last two quarters has done very well. And what I'm seeing in April, doing very well. So the question is, the product mix and volumes will definitely help in our EBITDA margins. But I also mentioned there was a rupees 200 million one-time gain, which has come both on the vendor side and the client side. So that may or may not come in future, you know. So I can only say that we will do our best to see that we do our best on the margins, you know. We'll continue to do our best.
Sure. And coming to the European side on the EV front, I think there has been a lot of recent noises about slowdown in the EV penetration. So considering that, how are you looking at your order book wins to be consumed this year? One. Second, do you see any opportunity for any M&A in this space in the medium term to add, considering this confusion in the marketplace?
Okay, so in Europe, as you know, starting from September 2023, there was an important reduction of registration of electrical vehicles due to the fact that a lot of countries stopped the incentive. In this moment, unfortunately, without the incentive, it's very difficult to sell a car with a leverage of price very high compared to the general market. And this is the reason why everybody are waiting the new election in Europe to understand which will be the situation in the future. As you know, a lot of OEM in the last period of time officialized that they will continue to invest also in the internal combustion engine. Speaking about endurance, from my point of view, we are in a strong position due to the fact that we have already install a production capacity for the electric project. And so starting from April of this financial year, we are ready to reach more or less 50% of the total peak capacity of the business already acquired for the electrical vehicle. And please consider that in the previous financial year, we did 62 million of euro of investment in order to install this production capacity, maintaining the cash free. It means that we invested, we spend this money with our cash profit. Speaking about the future 12 months, in this moment we have seen an important increase of internal combustion engine. This is true. In the first quarter of this financial year, there was an increase of 2% also in the diesel technology and 5% in the hybrid technology of gasoline. But as you know, we are speaking about a range of products where we have production capacity. And so let me say, in this moment, we are seeing which will be the situation of the market. And please consider that in a lot of our business, we have a take-or-pay contract with our customers. So it means that we are protected from potential slowdown of volume in the electric compared to internal combustion engines. My personal opinion is that it's only a period of time in the future when the government will invest in an important way in infrastructure, the electric vehicle will continue to grow in the general market. Speaking about the opportunity, in this moment, unfortunately, there are a lot of companies in bankruptcy due to the fact that the strategy of the OEM in the last period of time, in the last 5 years, was to focus in few suppliers for the electric development. And so there are a lot of opportunity, and frankly speaking, we are considering possible acquisition in order to continue to grow. Also because we can't continue to grow from greenfield. We need to reinforce also our team, our knowledge, our people. Otherwise, we can't grow in an important way in the future years. And so we are ready for potential acquisition.
Sure. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vivek Agarwal from FICOM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the great set of numbers. So I just wanted to know about the trend in the aluminum prices and the outlook going ahead in the aluminum die casting.
See, what is happening in India, unfortunately or fortunately, the aluminum alloy prices are not dictated, by LME, the London Metal Exchange. It is dictated by the availability of the scrap which is required, the aluminum scrap which is required, which largely is also imported. Now, I believe that because of what I hear is because of the sea freights, going up because of this crisis of Israel and Hamas, the rates keep going up and down, you know. So for me to say exactly how the trend will be, I mean, my answer would be that it should go down. No, it is on the aluminium alloy pricing, right, is what you're saying?
No, I was saying on the aluminum die casting part.
Achha, so what was the question again?
The prices of aluminum right now and the outlook for the entire aluminum die casting segment for our company.
Yeah, so in fact, aluminum die casting is, I would say, one of our, strongest segments. And that's the segment we started with in 1985. We are very strong in terms of engineering, our tool room, our plants. That's why this opportunity we are taking in Auric in Aurangabad to go into, four-wheeler, EV, and non-automotive businesses. So I would say that as far as two-wheelers, three-wheelers or four-wheelers, the customers which are concerned, whom we deal with, generally we are amongst the first or the second choice for getting new orders. And that's what's been happening. So the opportunity is huge. Our focus is to do more and more machining, take orders with machining, because your value add is much better then. That's our focus. We are also getting into, structural castings like swing arms and subframes and structural bearings, which are complex, which need technology, where even pricing is better. We are getting into, large motorbike key castings for, crankcases, for example. So the outlook is very good and we are growing. The question is that die casting requires a higher capex. So we keep a balance. We are very mindful of the financials. So we don't like to lose any good opportunity. But sometimes we have to say no to some of the opportunities where we feel that the other opportunities are better. When we have a certain budget for capex, we are willing to spend more than the budget if required, if there's a great opportunity, organic or inorganic. But sometimes we do also say no. So I think to answer your question, opportunities are huge because we are one of the leaders in this industry. So to answer is we are getting a lot of opportunities. The growth potential is excellent. And fortunately, what's happening even in the EV space, like I mentioned earlier, because of light weighting, aluminum castings is a material where number of parts are increasing. So instead of, like I said in the past, you have crankcases, you have covers, you have cylinder heads, cylinder blocks in an IC vehicle. Here you have case transmissions, you have battery housings, you have motor housings, the different types of plates, modules. So the number of parts are tremendous. So the opportunity is huge. The question is how much we would like to take in future.
Yeah. Got it. And my second question is on the U.S. market. So are we seeing some traction from the U.S. customers? And if yes, are we seeing a traction from the U.S. customers? How's the demand and supply situation there in terms of aluminum casting segment only?
See, from India, we are not exporting anything to the U.S. yet. But I will ask Mr. Venuti to answer regarding this question as far as Europe is concerned.
In this moment, we are exporting with Mercedes for sure and also BMW. But let me say that the U.S. market for pressure decasting of aluminum components is an interesting market in this moment. But we have seen an important reduction in the last 3-4 months. So we are very careful about potential improvement and potential growth in the United States. In this moment, we are following the growth of the European market in the electrification process, and so this is the focus of the company.
Okay, thanks a lot. That was helpful. And all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello? Yes. Some clarification on this 200 one-time gain which you're talking of. This is over and above the incentives of 200 million, or is it one in the same?
Sorry?
It is over and above the incentive of 200. So this 200 million of sales and...
Yes. It is separate from the incentive.
Separate from the incentive. Got it.
That is, I said, from customer and the vendor side. Yeah.
Right. Got it. And second question pertains for CAPEX for European business. We were investing quite materially for the orders on hand. Given that some of these orders were for EVs and we are seeing some slowdown in the EV side, is there any change in our CAPEX plans for the European business? How much do we plan to invest over and above 51 million which we invested in FY24?
So, 23-24, as soon as we invested 62 million of euro, as I told you before, of which 8 million for Volkswagen, 33 million for Stellantis, and 10 million euro for Mercedes. Stellantis, 100% of the investment, hybrid segment, speaking about the end of life 2033. Volkswagen and Mercedes, 100% from the electric project, because as you know, they stopped the investment in the internal combustion engine till today in the last 3 years, and so we are investing for them only for the electric project. Speaking about 2024-2025, the budget is to implement the total production capacity with an effort of more or less 40 million of euro as gross amount.
Okay, so sorry, I might not have got the number right. You are saying for FY25 budget of CAPEX is 40 million euros.
40.
Got it. And secondly, on Europe business, can you share the revenue, EBITDA, and PAT in euro terms for FY24 full year or fourth quarter, whatever is handy?
Okay, total year we closed with 263.3 million of euro turnover compared to 245.6 million, with an increase of 7.2% compared to the previous financial year. EBITDA 42.3 million compared 35.6 million, an increase of 18.9% compared to the previous financial year. The percentage of EBITDA of the year was 16.1%.
Net result, €14 million, 5.3% compared €12.1 million the previous financial year. That was 4.9%. The increase on net profit was 15.4%.
Got it. Last question to Mr. Jain. So on the ABS side, we are expanding our capacity in a meaningful way given the opportunity size. We haven't talked about any new order wins on the ABS side. So what are you seeing there on the ABS side? Also, if you can talk about the revenues which we're doing today and any new order wins beyond the initial orders.
See, right now we had a run rate of 400,000, which is the single channel. We have added a capacity of 240,000 per annum further for the dual channel, which is starting in July 24. It is starting from the two existing OEMs we are supplying to. But let me tell you that we are engaged with the other two-wheeler OEMs also to get new orders. And that's why our plan in the second half of FY26 is to reach 1.2 million of, you know, ABSs. But definitely we are going step by step because, looking at how the market is also growing. And so we are going step by step, you know. But the opportunity is very good there. And I'm also hoping that ABSs are used in 125cc and lower bikes also in future. But the brakes business is seeing a huge, huge traction.
True. So this is the expansion is based on the RFQs and not any order wins. That's the right understanding.
Yes. Absolutely. Correct.
Got it. Great, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nishit Jalan from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
I have two questions. Firstly, on the domestic four-wheeler side, I just wanted to understand how much would that be contributing to our revenues, and you have set up the targets on revenue from here. So which all customers have you been able to present? I would assume that Hyundai would be the largest customer here. And what kind of components are you supplying to these OEMs?
Actually, the voice is breaking. I could not get the whole question.
Sorry. The network is bad from my side. Can you hear me?
6.5%. So 6.5% was the share of our India business in FY24. That is in the quarterly presentation also, which we have put on our website. It's 6.5. But this is a figure which we are focusing on really increasing by 530, you know. And the total value was, no, that is a value 1. So if they say 6.5% of our India sales, what we did in FY24, was a four-wheeler business mainly for aluminium die-cast components to Hyundai, Kia, Mahindra and Tata Motors, you know, and... But there's and of course some exports to Europe. But now we are going to, like I said, with our focus, capitalize opportunities in the aluminium casting space, even in the aluminium forging, where we have won an order of about, you know, 250 million rupees from Jaguar Land Rover, which will be starting, you know, in this financial year. And we'll be looking at getting more OEMs on the aluminium forgings. And of course, we are looking at proprietary products, like I said, by way of acquisitions, or it could be by way of TA agreements, you know, technology agreements. So this four-wheeler is a very large area. We are still, it's a very tiny part of our India sales. So we have a long way to go, but our focus is very high on this.
Got it. What kind of capacity we already have for aluminum castings? Aluminum forging is a new business area for us in India, right? And any other domestic OEM also where you have started getting orders on the aluminum forging side?
Yes, so we have got orders. See, aluminum forging, like I mentioned earlier, was a backward integration for the KTM as well as other OEM, actually mainly for the KTM and Bajaj inverted front forks. But we found other opportunities with now customers approaching us like Jaguar Land Rover. We have won the order. We have also got order from, you know, Harley Davidson, and we're talking to, you know, other OEMs also rather than a backward integration. And now we find, we learn from Jaguar Land Rover that forgings will be a very, an important part, aluminium forgings, in the four-wheelers. So we are looking at new opportunities now. Also in, you know, aluminum forgings, you know, we have a technical collaboration with FGM in Italy, you know, for both process as well as on the product technology areas. So we are very, very optimistic on both, and we have the technology, process and product, you know, so that's no issue with this collaboration. And we really have a good plant in Banuch, Aurangabad, and we are planning to expand that actually in the future. We have plans, immediate plans to expand it.
Yeah, great to hear that. Lastly, on Europe, I just wanted to understand, when we are winning orders for hybrid vehicles, what are the kind of components we will be supplying to those vehicles? Will it be too different from the components that we supply in ICE, or it is largely similar?
All the components for hybrid vehicles,
are they different from ICE?
From ICE.
Are they common or they are similar?
No, are similar thing about the process in high pressure die-casting and machine. For sure, in the machine, from the machine side, we need important automation and important machining investment compared to the previous technology, due to the fact that we have to respect quality requests very tough compared to the previous part of powertrain, engine and transmission. The quality request of the customer in this component, due to the potential problem, as you know, of electrical component linked to the battery, are very, very tough. And for this reason, the investment in terms of automation is higher compared to the past. But the process, the component are, in terms of process, are absolutely the same.
Okay, and just one follow-up. We are doing aluminum castings in Europe. Any plans to get into aluminum forgings in Europe as well, or you will just focus on aluminum forgings in India?
In this moment, we are producing only high-pressure die-casting component in Europe. We sell some gravity component, but we buy from the market. The strategy is to focus in this moment in the high-pressure die-casting aluminum.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divya Agarwal from FEECOM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So just wanted to know about the capacity after the new plant in the Aurangabad. So what will be our final capacity in the aluminum die casting segment?
I think it is 900
metric tons per month.
So it's 900 metric tons a month is what we are putting up. 900 metric tons a month into 12.
Okay, so this is for the new project, right?
Yes.
I was talking about the existing plus the new project. So what would be the final...
But I know that we had more than 100,000 metric tons from what I remember. I mean, look per annum. It's more than 100,000 metric tons, excluding alloy waste.
Okay, okay, got it. Got it, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. As there was the last question for the day, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, no, I have no further remarks. I already mentioned them in the beginning, and just I'd like to mention again that we'll keep doing our best. And thank you for the support which we are getting from everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.